Well, we have in studio from the Synergy program at Clinton High School. Of course, we got the program director down at the end, Vilma Shevitz, but Brooklyn, Chelsea, as well as Bradley in studio. Brooklyn, we'll go ahead and start with you. You are here today because you've got a fundraiser coming up on Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, Synergy is going to be hosting their big event of the year. It's going to be a fundraiser, and all the proceeds are going to be going to information referral and assistance services. We know that times are very hard right now as the holidays are approaching, and we know that this will be a huge, huge help to them. It's going to be next Wednesday, November 8th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Candlelight will be providing some wonderful Chicken George, and we'll have a couple of really important guest speakers there as well.
All right, very good. Chelsea, talk a little bit about your involvement in Synergy and in particular this upcoming fundraiser.
Yeah, so in Synergy, we all kind of work together in one big project to start off the year, but aside of that, everyone has their very own passion projects. For example, Brooklyn and I are working on something to deal with social media consulting for local businesses that just need help promoting their stuff. Everyone else has like their own passion projects. Synergy just loves to get involved in the community and just help out as much as they can.
All right, Bradley, let's talk a little bit with you right now. Talk about the fundraiser. What are you going to be doing that evening?
So I'm actually, it's at the fundraiser, there's going to be live music there, and I'm actually going to be one of the people performing some live music there. And then as well, after I perform, we're going to be walking around. We'll also have tables set up with like pamphlets on what our own little smaller projects are, and I'll just be telling people about all of our little projects. Like mine is I'm trying to get a permanent display at the new high school when it gets all set up, a permanent display for veterans who went to Clinton High School and died in combat. So I have a list of names of all those who fought, and now we're just trying to figure out where it can go, what it's going to look like, really just the vision. And next Friday, I'm also doing a Veterans Day ceremony thing over the announcements at the high school, just to kind of honor those who went to Clinton High and passed in combat.
Well, that is great. You got a great voice.
Thank you.
Do you sing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the entertainment going to be? You going to sing or play an instrument or what?
My dad and I are actually going to be playing our guitars. He's going to be playing guitar, I'm going to be playing bass, and we're both going to be singing.
All right. Do you ever jam with Bill?
I never have, but I guarantee he's going to want me to sometime.
Yeah, there you go. I would think so. Brooklyn, what first attracted you to the Synergy program?
Yeah. So I didn't really know anything about it. Last year, Mr. Mashevitz had talked to me. I did FBLA, so I went to Nationals for some social media kind of stuff. And I think that was something that really set him and said, hey, I think that you would love this. This is something that you could do every day instead of just an after-school activity. So the fact that it's a class, we can take 1 to 3 hours of Synergy in our day, which is super, super nice because it's kind of like we're going, leaving school to go to a job during the day, and that's exactly what it feels like. And I think because of that, going to a different environment throughout the day, you're getting different experience that you're not going to get. Homework is, instead of, hey, do your math, it's, hey, go out to a business, email someone, and figure out, get those 21st century skills working. So that's super, super exciting and something that I really, really loved about Synergy.
Chelsea, talk a little bit about your involvement with Synergy and what do you think you're gaining from being in this program?
Yeah, I really think the main thing I'll be gaining is better communication skills. I get to talk to business owners face-to-face and just email people, which is something I wouldn't do in like a regular class. I get to actually connect with them and build relationships that can help me further in the future.
What have some of the experiences been like when you've met with different business leaders?
Yeah, I just bring them and invite them over to the office or go to their workspace and just talk to them. Like lately we've been figuring out like with our fundraiser invites and inviting people there, such as like banks and restaurants and just everyone around town that can be able to go to this event. And we kind of just meet with them, explain it to them, and then just offer them an invite.
All right. Bradley, your passion, of course, with veterans. How did that come about?
Well, in middle school and elementary school is actually kind of where it started. Every year we did a Veterans Day, like, assembly or ceremony kind of thing. And the high school never had one. And the middle school still has one. The elementary schools still do one. So I thought, hey, why not try to get one going at the high school? Because it just seems kind of like a forgotten thing.
All right. Like, appreciate you all coming in. Let's wrap things up with the instructor down there, Bill Mishevitz. Bill, for our listeners, you were giving me a little bit of history of the Synergy program, but if you could, for our listeners, how did this all come about?
There was a movement probably about 10 years ago to create STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and education and curriculums in the schools. And Mr. DeLacy approached myself and some other teachers, and we said, yeah, we'll do some training. So we did training in Cedar Rapids at the Iowa Big program. And every day it was like they were pouring 20 ounces of water into a 10-ounce cup. We were overwhelmed with what we saw. And we took what they had and we made it into ourselves, what we thought could happen. When the pandemic hit, we had a shift in instruction, and Mr. DeLacy asked me to come back in the spring of 21 to kind of push it forward. The only thing I know, Gary, you know, you and I have been around here forever, that I know some economic development, local businesses, and keeping, you know, young people like this involved. So I said, okay, that's what I know, that's all I can do, and it's been really good. And this group is just outstanding. You know, they failed. It's funny, these guys didn't give you half the details, and some of the partners that they're working with, they're really incredible people. All I have to do is just kind of push them in a direction and give advice, and every once in a while, and they just take off.
That's great. We got three great young people here. Yeah. How many are involved in the program?
Right now we have 15.
Okay.
When we first started, we had as many as 20. And we actually offered phys ed credits, which, you know, I have a phys ed degree. So that was kind of part of the, I don't know. It was something we started off with. We just said, let's forget this.
We got a couple minutes left, just closing it out. I just want to ask each of you, what do you think you will gain as you go forward in your education and in your careers from being a part of Synergy? Brooklyn?
Yeah, so I think something really cool is not only do we get to work collectively on our fundraiser and different projects that we're hoping to complete before the end of the year is over, but also with this passion project, Chelsea and I got the really, really great opportunity to talk to a couple of different really important and really impactful people in our community and outside of it. So as Chelsea was talking about, we want to work on some sort of digital marketing, social media betterment for people to really get their business out there as far as outreach and audience. And after we had met with Grow Clinton, we talked to them. They said that we were able to do some sort of workshop in their space. So after talking to them, that was really exciting, but we had a timeline. And because of the stresses of every other thing going on in life right now, we kind of decided we needed to take a step back. So we talked to another company. They're out of Peoria. They're SKB Cyber. We met with the CEO last week, and she gave us a boatload of information. We were so, so happy to meet with her. She started inspiring us again and moved us towards the website direction. So after high school, we can be continuing to work with not only local businesses in our community, but also when we go to college. And we have even talked about as far as making money and making a real career out of this, which is amazing to think that it all started out of Synergy.
Right. And Chelsea, what do you think you'll be able to take from this?
I definitely think aside of this project, I'll gain better leadership skills and communication skills for after graduation when I need to talk to professors, talk to people. I'll be going to a school in Iowa State, so talking to people around the Ames area and just building those connections over there.
Outstanding. And Bradley, finally you.
Definitely my public speaking skills, like just talking to you, just people that I've never met in person before and that I have to go have a meeting or a conversation with, I feel a lot more confident going up to that person, just talking to them. When before I started Synergy, I would say I was real skittish, shy. I didn't like talking to people very much. And definitely being in Synergy gets me out in the community more. I have a lot more confidence in myself when it comes to talking to people, and just life skills all around are definitely helping.
Well, performing in front of people, I would never be able to do that. So congratulations to you on that. So the fundraiser next Wednesday at the church up there in the Lyons area from 5 to 7. So what do people need to do? What do they bring things or what's going on with that?
They just show up. We'll have free food and drinks. All we ask for is donations, and we'll have live music. We'll have staff infection, Brad and his dad and others just performing. It'll be a great time. Everyone's welcome to show up.
How are you able to get staff infection? How did that come about?
We're giving up some big tour packages to do this.
Yeah.
The other thing, they didn't mention this, but if you come to the event, they developed a QR code through Venmo for the referral services. And so all you need to do, you can give a cash donation, obviously. You can give a check if you want to. However, if you're more comfortable doing the electronic transfer, we have that ready too. And the kids all did that.
Okay, very. Hey, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.